It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Some residents of Iraq had personal reasons to celebrate Barack Obama's election. They are Iraqis of African descent, and they face discrimination even though they've been in Iraq more than 1,000 years. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from their home city, Basra.
When there's a big wedding in Basra, people call the drummers from the district called Zubair. The traditional welcome for a Basrawi bride and groom is provided by a row of musicians in traditional Arab dress, long dishdasha gowns, and red-checked headscarves. They sway in unison to the rhythms they slap out on broad tambourine-like drums and drive up the excitement as the newlyweds cross the threshold of a Basra hotel. They are black men, descendants of the people who came here from East Africa as sailors or slaves over the course of centuries. And while they're welcome fixtures at joyous events all over the city, they say they're not as welcome in Basra's political, commercial, or educational life.
People here see us as slaves. They even call us by the word that means slave.
Jalal Diab is a 43-year-old activist, the general secretary of the Free Iraqi Movement. He sits with more than a dozen other men in a narrow, high-ceilinged room in a mud-brick building in Zubair, talking about a history of slavery and oppression that he says dates back to at least the 9th century.
Black people worked on the plantations around Basra, doing the hard labor, until there was a slave uprising in the mid-800s. Black people ruled Basra for about 15 years, until the caliph sent troops. Many of the black rebels were massacred, and others were sold to the Arab tribes.
Slavery was abolished here in the 19th century, but Diab says black people in modern-day Iraq still face discrimination.
They still look at us as being incapable of making decisions or even governing our lives. People here are 95% illiterate. They have bad living conditions and very few jobs.
Diab takes visitors across the street to a warren of mud-brick courtyards where dozens of people are packed into tiny rooms without running water or sewage. The narrow passageways reek of excrement.
These houses are like caves. This house? This is the entire house. This yard is the entire place where 15 members, the family of this man, are living.
As a thunderstorm sweeps in from the Persian Gulf, the men show another room where more than 20 people will have to take shelter. They say the rain will flood these rooms and courtyards ankle deep with muck and sewage. Diab says there are more than 2 million black people in Iraq and that they want recognition as a minority, like Christians, whose rights should be protected. He says his group's demands have been ignored by the Iraqi government, but they have found an ally in a Sunni political party, the National Dialogue Front. Awath al-Abdan is the head of that party in Basra, and he says he thinks black Iraqis have a strong case for getting their minority status recognized.
We expect this cause to become a political reality soon, because it just started to get publicity. We're working hard to get these people's message heard.
For now, the message that most people in Basra hear from the black community is the joy its musicians help bring to weddings. But there's an entirely different feeling when they play for themselves. The community has preserved many traditions from its African roots, including healing ceremonies that call up spirits from their ancient homeland. In a mud-brick courtyard in Zubair, men hang bright flags and prepare an altar for a ceremony they say will summon a spirit from Africa. At the center of the altar is a model of an Arab sailing dhow, the kind of ship that brought their ancestors to this city. Baba Saeed al-Basri is a prominent local musician, but he's also the leader of this religious sect, which combines elements of Islam with African spirit traditions.
These rituals are inherited self-expressions that were brought to us from Africa through the ships that traded in this port.
The ceremony begins with an Islamic invocation. There is no God but God. But soon, the singers say, another being announces his presence. The singers repeat, a stranger is calling, the sea is calling. Then Baba Saeed, who's been doing a seated dance by the altar, goes rigid and begins speaking what he later says was an African dialect, punctuated by phrases in broken Arabic. He says this place has been blessed. The ceremony ends with a song the Baba says will send the spirits back to their homes, retracing the journey that his ancestors made back across the sea to Yemen and then on to the coast of East Africa. The candles and the incense are extinguished, the flags are taken down, and the model ship is put away. The black musicians of Zubair pack up their drums and get ready to play another round of weddings. Corey Flintoff, NPR News.
You can see photos of that ceremony preserving African roots in Basra at our website, npr.org.